This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 568,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally now. The figure is more than 135,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections is now more than 12.8 million globally and more than 3.3 million in the U.S. With the United States grappling with the worst coronavirus outbreak in the world, Florida hit a grim milestone Sunday, shattering the national record for a state's largest single-day increase in position of positive coronavirus cases. Meanwhile, countries in Eastern Europe are facing rising waves of coronavirus infections, leading to riots in Serbia, mandatory face mask in Croatia, and travel bans or quarantines imposed by Hungary. The new restrictions come as the World Health Organization reports the daily global infections hit over 228,000 last week, and the U.S. confirmed over 66,000 new cases on Friday, which is another record. The U.S. state of Florida on Sunday reported the largest single-day increase in positive coronavirus cases in any one state since the beginning of the pandemic. According to State Department of Health statistics, released Sunday, by the end of reporting, more than 15,000 people tested positive for the virus. The state of California had the previous record. As coronavirus cases surge in parts of the U.S., New York is offering an example after taming the nation's deadliest outbreak this spring, while also trying to prepare in case another surge does in fact come. This is VOA News. Deaths in Mexico from the coronavirus pandemic rose above 35,000 on Sunday, with the Latin American country alternating with Italy for the world's fourth highest death toll. But leftist President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said on Sunday that the pandemic was losing intensity in Mexico and blamed what he called conservative media for causing additional alarm. The Chinese National Health Authority said Monday that the mainland China reported 8 new COVID-19 cases as of the end of July 12th. That's up from 7 reported a day earlier. The National Health Commission said in a statement that all of the new cases were imported infection involving travelers from overseas, the same as the 7 cases a day earlier. The capital city of Beijing reported no new confirmed cases for the 7th consecutive day. U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized the privately built border wall in South Texas that's showing signs of erosion months after going up. He said in a tweet that he thinks it was only done to make him look bad, even though it was built after a months-long campaign by his supporters. The group that raised money online for it promoted itself as supporting Trump during a government shutdown that began in December of 2018 because Congress wouldn't fund the border wall. Mr. Trump's tweet on Sunday came after the ProPublica Texas Tribune report that found that the riverbank has started to erode there. A Republican governor who's rumored to be eyeing a run for the White House in 2024 says the GOP needs to be a bigger tent party after President Donald Trump leaves office. Maryland's Larry Hogan has been known to break with Mr. Trump, and Hogan is also raising questions now about Trump's commutation of political ally Roger Stone's prison sentence. Hogan tells NBC's Meet the Press that he doesn't know what the future holds in November, but he says the party is going to be looking at what happens after President Trump and whether that's in 4 months or 5 years. And Sudan has passed laws banning female genital mutilation and allowing non-Muslims to consume alcohol. The move appears to be a reversal of nearly 4 decades of hardline Islamist policies which limited the freedom of women. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.